Hey Q-Zero fans, this is Artistic Associate Tom Locke coming to you, asking if you were wondering how you can join the revolution. The easiest way to join the revolution is to become a Q-Zero member today. By becoming a member, you're going to help us bring more work to you. Included with that are many great benefits, including our newsletter, merchandise, signed memorabilia, exclusive podcasts, exclusive videos, access to our MeWorks blog, and so much more. We have two different options that you can use to become a member. One is our annual option through our GoFundMe, or we also now offer a monthly option through our Patreon, starting at as low as just $2 a month. Search Q-Zero on either GoFundMe or Patreon, or check out the links in the show description. Sign up today and join the revolution.
We have only three words for you.
Uh-oh.
We're taking over!
The word is alive.
Why not raise a little hay?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and curls, welcome to the Q-Zero Theater Cast. This is your host, Artistic Director Dan Pelletier, here today with Kate Tustin, who is playing Senator Jane Winters in our upcoming production of New Space, running Kriva Academy March 1st through the 3rd. Tickets on sale now at cztheater.com. Say hello to the people, Kate.
Hello.
So we're just continuing our series of Get to Know the Cast. So Kate, maybe if you could start off on telling us a little bit about yourself and your theatrical background.
Sure. So right now I'm living in Exeter, New Hampshire, but I actually grew up in Medford, Massachusetts. I actually didn't get into theater until my senior year of high school, although I always wanted to do it, so finally I decided to make that a priority. I was in Once Upon a Mattress. I played the French whore. Big proud moment for my parents. And then I dove headfirst in college at St. Anselm College here in Manchester. I ended up being on the board for 3 years and did all five productions every year in some capacity.
That's great. Was there any show in particular that stood out to you that, like, was your favorite while you were there, or?
We did, one of the one-act festivals my senior year, we did a show called Check, Please.
That's one I think had done at every one-act festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show, so I was the girl in that, so I went on a series of awful blind dates, and that was really fun.
Nice, nice. Is there anything you would say draws you to a show or the type of theater that you enjoy? How would you classify that for us?
Honestly, as far as being in shows, I'm into trying new things all the time and just going for it. It depends on the quality of the script and who's working on it. Definitely drives me more than the actual plot or content. Mm-hmm. I love going to see musicals, but I belong firmly in the ensemble, so which I'm happy to be in.
There's, I think a strong ensemble is just as important as strong characters to a successful show. I grew up an athlete, so I always equate things to sports, and I say, you know, the ensemble's like the offensive line of the football team, and if they don't block, the quarterback is going to get sacked. So if you don't, you got to have that strong, firm ensemble that really holds the show together.
Agreed. We did Anything Goes in college, and I just thought about how badly they could have went if none of us tap danced well. Not that we tap danced great, but
right, yeah. That especially that style of musical, that if the ensemble is weak, then you lose interest, and then it doesn't matter how great the leads are. You could go like, oh well, that song was nice, but the show was a bad time. So about how many shows have you been involved with? Give me a rough estimate.
Well, there was 20 in college, and I've been out of college for 10 years, and there was a bunch after, so I think we're in the 40s.
All right. Now, do you just stay on stage, or do you also dabble in some of the other areas of theater?
So in college, I was on the board for 3 years. I did a bunch on stage. I did stage managing, assistant stage managing. I wrote a show. I've directed. I produced once. Didn't care for it. Since college, I did a lot of stage managing, but lately I've been sticking mostly to onstage. This is what I love the most.
What would you say are the biggest differences between when you were working, you know, in college as part of a student organization versus community theater and the like outside of the academic setting?
Well, I think the biggest thing is in community theater, you can cast a show with age-appropriate actors instead of having an 18-year-old play a grandfather in very obvious age makeup, which is fun. And then I think there's more flexibility to be more creative and not worry about, for example, what your Catholic college is going to deem is appropriate for the stage.
I think that's a particular challenge to that type of organization. You have to keep your audience members in mind, and you have to keep your producing entity or home in mind, and that can factor into show selection. Were there any, I mean, unless, you know, these are things that you might not be able to talk about, but were there any particular moments where the school might have come down on some of the decisions of the drama club?
The only one during my time in school is we actually did a production that I wasn't in, one act. There's a line in it that's "God damn it," and they asked us to change that because But other than that, I actually thought they were a lot less restrictive than I thought. They let us do Gypsy, including the strippers, which again I was not in, but I loved watching some of my friends be strippers, knowing their parents were in the audience.
Yeah, that's. I know when I played Trekkie Monster in Avenue Q, my mother's first comment was, "Now I know you'd never say any of those things," and I'm like, "No, Mom.
Of course not.
Yeah, never. That's not me at all. I love you, Mom." I think that's an interesting thing. It's always an interesting conversation to have when you find out what upsets an audience member and what doesn't upset an audience member or your producing entity. And I know I have worked with some organizations that is where they drew the line. They're like, you can say God, you can say damn, but if you put them together, your audience will walk out. Do you have a particular favorite role that you've played in your tenure many times?
A couple years ago, I was in a production of five women wearing the same dress. And I played Georgianne. If you're not familiar with that show, it's about a group of bridesmaids in a very big Tennessee wedding. And so that character was really fun. She went through a lot of emotions on the stage, and my entrance was actually swearing and slamming on the door and chugging champagne. So that's always fun.
Yeah, so sounds like a great time. Fun had by all. Now, with your stage managing experience, you said you enjoy being on the stage the most, but again, as we've talked about, in our interview last time with Taylor, that's a particular challenge. That's an unsung hero in theater. What do you find to be the challenge in stage managing? What do you find to be enjoyable?
So I think stage managing is the hardest job in theater. It feels to me, it feels more like a job, whereas acting has always felt like this thing I can't believe I get to do. Mm-hmm. And so with stage managing, you have to be in charge of everything. Everyone, every little detail. Each director I've worked with has their own idea of what you should know to do and what is the standard, even though they're all different.
Right.
And so that's always a challenge. And I, to be honest, as part of an actor typical sense, I'm a sucker for applause. So stage managing is a thankless job.
Oh, definitely.
Even with actors who have done many shows and with tech, sometimes actors themselves can forget how hard that job is, and they'll just steamroll right over you or make demands that are maybe not said as pleasantly as they could be. And so I think it just felt like so much of a job. So yes. I always make sure to appreciate the stage manager whenever I'm in a show.
Well, I'm glad you do. I think it's unfortunate that you've worked with actors that can cause a stink with the stage manager. To me, I always say that like the director is the captain of the ship, but the stage manager is the pilot, and is they're doing, while the director's making the big decisions, it's up to the stage manager to not sink the ship. And they can sink the ship. I've sunken many ships, but I've probably scraped an iceberg or two in my stage manager time. That's a story for another podcast. Now, when you are approaching a show as an actor, do you subscribe to any particular technique or approach? Like, what, break down how you look at a role for me.
So this is not going to sound like a very strong answer, but I don't have an approach.
Okay.
I hate being on book, so I try to learn my lines really fast, just because I feel way more free once I get the script out of my hand. Other than that, I feel like I've approached each show a little differently depending on the character need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any classical training, so I've read some techniques, but I don't do any particular style of legwork, or, you know, every show I first start with a backstory or anything like that. Yeah, I very much just go with the flow and just try to stay in the moment.
Yeah, I think being in the moment, being flexible are probably the foundation to any good work. So that's good to know. Now, you know, we haven't talked about it yet, but I believe you've also just started dabbling in the world of live improv comedy.
Yes, I actually just had my first improv show last night. That's for when this podcast is being recorded. It went really well.
Yeah, tell me how'd you get involved with that, and you know, a little bit more about, you know, the world of improv.
So I do a lot of work with a company called Theater at First in Somerville, Massachusetts, and I actually work a lot with my brother-in-law there, and he wanted to do this improv show, and kind of just one day when I was happily eating brunch with him said, hey, I think you should do this. And then all of a sudden that was decided. And luckily we pulled in three other really great people and got together one night and just tried a few games to make sure this wasn't a huge mistake. And it turned out really well. So I'm really happy with it.
Is this your first time ever doing something like this? Has everything else you've done been pretty scripted work?
Yeah, I mean, my one acting class at St. Anselm had, you know, a couple days where we practiced improv just as a exercise. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've never done it before. So my experience was watching Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Which is taped, so that's not really accurate. But it was a great experience. And to start doing it by kind of just getting together and just playing around was really helpful.
What's the biggest difference between performing in a scripted piece versus doing live improvisions for you, would you say?
For me, improv was way scarier. Mm-hmm. Just because you literally have no idea what's going to happen. The audience might hate it. Your scene partner might say something that you don't know what to go to do with that. And you really have to trust the people you're with without being able to have any sort of format in front of you.
Right. I mean, I find trust is the foundation of all the work we do in theater anyways, but I do think you're right, there is a much more heightened trust when you're out there super vulnerable on stage, and, you know, it could completely bomb and the audience could hate it. I mean, there's few things worse than watching bad improv.
Yeah, and I've seen bad improv.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I've, you know, been to some things and they usually just, you know, start going to lowest common denominator humor and everything just devolves into bad sex jokes. And
yeah.
You're just like, you're not, yeah, you're using crutches.
Yeah. In that literal one day of improv training, I just did quotes even though you can't see me. the biggest thing that my instructor said was, and it was more because this was an exercise, but he said, I don't want you to try to be funny. I just want you to try to keep the scene going.
Yes.
And luckily, the people I worked with last night all had that same attitude. So no one was up there trying to show off, or every line was them trying to make a joke. It was continuing the scene.
Yeah.
I think that helps make funny moments.
Right. I think that's not only true in improv, but that's true in scripted theater. It's not about trying to get a laugh. It's not about trying to get an audience's reaction. It's about playing the truth of the moment and serving the script. And if the audience laughs in it, then they're supposed to, great. If they don't, whatever. But, you know, as long as you're playing the truth of the moment and focused in on things, that you'll create good work. Now, I know, as you said, this was like your first time, so maybe it's too early to be thinking about this, but has there been anything that you've learned through improv that you've been able to take back to traditional scripted theater?
I think improv is a great exercise for anyone to do, even if it's not on stage, just because even though you have a script, even though you have rehearsals, things could happen. Someone could drop a line. I've been in shows where someone dropped a series of lines, and all of a sudden you have to figure out how to move forward. I was in a show once where it was actually a selected amount of scenes from a Shakespeare show, and one of the actors, I don't know what happened to him, he just didn't enter on stage, and his entrance cued our exit.
Ah.
And so we had to quickly figure out how to get off stage while maintaining the truth of the scene.
Right.
And so I definitely think improv always helps you with those moments.
Yeah, it's the joy of live theater.
Yeah.
And the joy of Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong
will go wrong.
And usually at the least opportune moment. Is there anything else you'd like to, you know, share with the group about either your background or improv or anything like that?
I have another project, I'll call them, coming up. I'm doing my 8th 24-hour play festival.
Oh, I love a good 24-hour play festival.
Yes, they're one of my favorite things to do. I'm lucky enough to have done a bunch of them. This one is going to be, again, with that same group, Theater at First in Somerville. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Maybe could you talk a little bit about more about what a 24-hour play festival is for those who might not know?
Yeah, so a bunch of crazy people get together, usually on a Friday night, the ones I've been in the past. And from the moment you start getting together to the moment the play goes up the next day is all in 24 hours. So you meet, you get your writer, your director, and your actors. You talk for a bit. And then the writer goes home and has the night to write a 10-minute or so script. And then you get in the morning, you rehearse all day, and by some miracle, you put it on.
Yeah, I participated in one a while ago. It was actually like one of my first directorial projects. And it was incredible that you could actually go through the entire rehearsal process and stages of creativity in that 24-hour period. It was the most challenging fun that I've ever had. I'm glad. Is there anything in particular that makes you want to like keep doing these? Like why the 24-hour play festivals?
I think there's two really great things that come out of it. One, I can't think of a better way to spend a whole day than really going strong into a rehearsal of a script, and I always end up acting, so it's just a whole day of playing for me. But the other thing I was just discussing with someone is because of the tight schedule, there are certain things that normally maybe trip you up in rehearsal that don't happen. For example, I was discussing with a friend the idea of people having to kiss on stage. And the first time that happens in rehearsals, it's always awkward.
Yes.
No matter what's going on. But because you're in such a tight schedule, it just happens.
You lose a lot of your inhibitions. Yeah.
So I was in a show 2 times ago, and the girl playing opposite me just went for it. And it was so great because then there wasn't this hang-up. There wasn't some sort of weird discussion. The director wasn't like, how do you guys feel about it? It just happened, and then it was great.
Hmm. So it seems that you do like to do a lot of work on original plays and new work. Is there anything in particular that draws you to them? Why do you seek out wanting to work on new plays?
I love supporting new plays because I think we need more playwrights out there in the world. But the coolest thing from an actor perspective is that no one's seen the show. So no one's sitting there comparing you to the big name actor they watched do this, or even the 30 times that they've seen Les Mis or Grease or something. And so they're not so focused on how you did it versus someone else, but they're just in the moment with you. And I think that's really great as an actor to not have to worry about being compared to some other person.
Yeah. Now, one drawback that a lot of people will tell you is like new works sometimes struggle to find an audience because, you know, people like that familiarity sometimes, and to get them to go into something. What would you say to somebody who's like, oh, I don't know if I, you know, want to see a new play or something like that? Like, how would you try to get them excited for just new work in general?
I think they should think about it like a restaurant. Like, yeah, you can go to Fridays all the time, but you're going to get Fridays every time. And every now and then, maybe that's what you like, is mediocre regularity, but you could take a chance and find this amazing hole-in-the-wall Italian place with really good food. And I think that's what original work is.
That's a great way to put it. So, you know, speaking of original work, we're currently working on an original play, New Space. Could you maybe talk to us just a little bit about your character, who she is, and you know, what you've experienced while working on the show so far?
Yeah, so I am playing my first ever politician, Senator Jane Winters, who's running for president. What's interesting about workshopping is when we first got the script, she was very one-dimensional, which was fine. It's still fun. It's still a new project for me to play a politician, but now she has more to play with. She's more nuanced, there's more going on there, so I'm really excited to develop that and see where it goes.
Yeah, I definitely think that she's grown since that first table read, especially in the new act too. Don't want to give too much away. I usually advise people when you're hyping a show, don't talk about anything past intermission, but yeah, the character's definitely grown over our rehearsal process. What is that particular challenge been like for you?
I think for me, workshopping a show as an actor, the only challenge has really been this resistance to memorize the lines right away because they're going to change. So as I mentioned, I hate holding a script. So normally I get a script and I try to get it out of my hands as soon as possible. And so I've had to kind of resist that just because you waste time memorizing lines if they're going to change.
Right. Luckily, we're approaching that point where we're not going to make any more major changes to the script, so you can start memorizing. We can start playing with the acting.
Very excited.
Now, was there anything in particular that drew you to wanting to work on New Space when we were putting out the casting call and things? Or was it just, oh, new work, I want to try that?
A little bit of new work, I want to try that. I didn't really know much, obviously, because it's a new show, about either of the female characters, but I just figured this is a company I hadn't worked with yet, so I wanted to meet Q-Zero, and I love working on new stuff because you never know what the challenges are going to be, and that in itself is a challenge, which is always fun.
Oh, that's great. If you were going to sell New Space to the general people, why should people come see New Space?
I think this is a really interesting show for where we are right now in the world. Even if you hate politics, the good thing is there's not actually a lot of heavy politics. It's everything around it, which I think is really great, and I think the characters are really interesting. And so I urge people to really give this a shot because I think this is going to be a wonderful production.
Great. Is there any particular thing you'd equate it to? Like, you know, I asked Taylor last time, if you like X, you'll like New Space. What would you fill in that X with?
It's definitely part West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
If you like West Wing, which I think was a popular show.
Yeah. I mean, it ran forever. You would hope it was popular. West Wing and JAG, I just remember having like 50 seasons.
I don't want to compare it to too many things only because I feel like if people don't like that one thing that I've decided it's like, they might not check it out.
Okay, but fair.
It's a really good drama.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's some drama out there that's drama for the purpose of drama, which I'm not a fan of, but this is honest. And that's what I like about it.
Great. Is there any other things you'd like to share that you think the people would find particularly interesting about either how our process has been going or, you know, New Space in general?
I think the whole, like, concept of original work and workshopping original work is very fascinating. And I think to know that we're doing that and then come see the final production, you're seeing something so brand new that we didn't even have the script when we first started.
Mm.
And so I think knowing that, it could be fascinating to watch the end result.
Is there anything in particular, you know, that's changed that's really, you know, wowed you or caught you off guard about this show?
Just the development of the characters in such a short amount of time, mm-hmm. I think is really cool. Like I said, my character in particular, obviously for selfish reasons for me.
Right.
But even every other character, I think, has had growth.
Mm. Is this your first time really workshopping a piece? Like, has most of your new work experience been with, yes, it's a new play, but the playwright hands the script to you and then they don't change anything?
Exactly. I stage managed a premiere of a show called The Boondoggle Estate, which was cool because it was the first production, but the script was handed to us.
Mm-hmm.
We did a stage reading of it and it was done, and there was very little changes from that to when we put it on as a full production. So that is a cool experience, but this is great to actually have the writer come to rehearsals and talk about stuff with you, and I feel like I'm much more a part of the end result.
That's great. Do you take good ownership there? For those that were at we had a launch party back in October where we formally announced the season. We actually did a reading of, I want to say maybe what at the time was like the first 20 pages, which is now, like, some of that has been moved into Act 2. Some of that has just been straight cut. It's going to be a completely different show. So it's been a great time developing this piece. And, you know, we all look forward to sharing it. So do you have any other projects that you'd like to talk about right now? Or is kind of New Space you're controlling your theater life?
New Space is definitely controlling my theater life. Like I said, I have that 24-hour playfest coming up on the 9th of February. But other than that, it's all New Space all day.
All right. Final thoughts on New Space, Q-Zero, theater in general, things you'd just like to share with the good people of our listening audience?
For theater in general, I think definitely support your local theater. It's very important to keep that community strong, especially since the people involved are usually some of the best people to work with. This is my first experience with Q-Zero, and I've been loving it so far. There's really great people here, so I'm really glad that I took this chance. And New Space is going to be great, so I urge everyone to come see me try to be a politician. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Kate. That means a lot to us. So hopefully, you know, people have enjoyed listening to this and will come out and support us the first weekend of March. I think that's about all the time we have for today. So I'd like to thank you once again, Kate, for taking the time to chat with us. This is your artistic director, Dan Pelletier. And as we always say here at the Q0 Theatercast, support local theater, join the revolution. Thanks, everybody.